ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 13 वर्स 55 एंड 56। Let him put it on. Can put verse 55 and 56. Yeah, you can just put 55. So recitation. So we can. So till that time you can recite word to word maybe.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Evam sakrada dadrishaj Rabrahmano kilan na kilan Yasya basa sarvamitam Imati sacharacharam एवं सकृत दद्रशाजात् पारब्रह्मात्मनोऽखिलम् यस्य भासा सर्वमिदं विवाति स चराचरम् एवं सकृत दद्रशाजः परब्रह्मनात्मनोऽखिलान् यस्य भासा सर्वमिदं विमाति स चराचरम् एवं दस सकृत एट वन टाइम ददृश सो अजा Lord Brahma, Parabrahma of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Atmana, expansions, Akhilan, all the calves and the boys, etc. Yasya, of whom, Basa, by the manifestation, Sarvam, all, Idam, this, Bivati, is manifested, Sacharacharam, whatever is moving and non-moving. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thus Lord Brahma saw the Supreme Brahman, by whose energy this entire universe, with its moving and non-moving living beings, is manifested. He also saw at the same time all the calves and the boys as Lord's expansions. Purport. By this incident, Lord Brahma was able to see how Krishna maintains the entire universe in different ways. It is because Krishna manifests everything that everything is visible. Text 56. So I'll just skip the Sanskrit. Then by the power of the effulgence of those Vishnumurtis, Lord Brahma, his 11 senses jolted by astonishment and stunned by transcendental bliss, became silent, just like a child's clay doll in the presence of the village deity. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brahma was stunned because of his transcendental bliss. Moihanti yasya suryaya. In his astonishment, all his senses were stunned and he was unable to say or do anything. Brahma had considered himself absolute, thinking himself the only powerful deity. But now his pride was subdued and he again became merely one of the demigods. An important demigod, of course, but a demigod, nonetheless Brahma, therefore cannot be compared to God, Krishna or Narayan. It is forbidden to compare Narayan even to demigods like Brahma or Shiva. What to speak of others? Jasatu Narayanam Deva, Brahma Rudra Adi Devatah, Samatve Nevatvikshetah, Sapakhandi Bhavadruvam. One who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be an equal level with Narayana must certainly be considered an offender. We should not equate the demigods with Narayana. For even Shankaracharya has forbidden Narayana Parabhyaktat. Also as mentioned in the Veda, Eko Narayana Asi Na Brahma Neshnaha. In the beginning of creation, there was only the Supreme Personality Narayana and there was no existence of Brahma or Shiva. Therefore, one who at the end of his life remembers Narayana attains the perfection of life, Anta Narayana Samrite. Om Ajnanti Manandasi Gyananjan Sharakya Chakshana Militam Yantasme Shri Guru Vainamha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swam Rukadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Prabhupada Adhipraya Shri Giraj Swamne Swakta Shastra Vigyadra Sadhana Shalne Radha Ras Bihariya Bhakta Chabdhayne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Tinamne Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Nirshe Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskrit Naram Chayavan Rotnam Devin Sasati Vyasam Tato Jam Diriyat Vancha Kalpatara Vishkripa Sindhu Vepaji Patita Nam Pavne Vyashna Vepyo Namunma Nishta Prayasha Badrishu Nityam Bhagva Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shokya Bhavtarvati Nashtiki. So, you have been reading this chapter. This is the last chapter Prabhupada translated of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then after this chapter, he written Krishna book. And here in this Leela, the Brahma, the creator of this universe, he was bewildered. This is the potency of Krishna. Krishna shows we are living in this world, we see how important nature is. Oxygen, water, everything depends on nature. We cannot survive. Maya dakshina prakriti sute se characharam hetu nane na kante jagat viparvartite. The whole manifestation is created by Brahma. Now that personality, Brahma himself, is bewildered. He thought he is a god. This is pastime happened in Vrindavan at Chamuha. You may have visited that place where Krishna was sporting with his all the gopas, and he came and he tried to test Krishna. And he wanted to test his own power. He thinks he is a god. But when he stolen the calves and the gopas, then Krishna himself expanded himself. There's so many other things. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God at whom innumerable universes are manifesting. We may think with our blunt senses, Krishna may be a little powerful, more than demigods or something like this. But it is beyond our imagination the how Krishna is supreme. When Prabhupada said, one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm nothing. Prabhupada said, you're not nothing, you're insignificant. And how insignificant we are, even Brahma is insignificant. And Krishna showed him. And when Brahma came back, then he realized what Krishna is. He was very humbled. And in this verse he could see the Narayan, how Narayan has expanded himself. It is not only once the pride of Brahma was broken. When Brahma visited Dwaraka, the pride was broken again. He thought, you know, maybe I am the only Brahma. Okay, Krishna is a god because I have seen in Vrindavan, Krishna is God and from whom everything manifests. On his behalf, I am doing it. I am created this world. I have created this world. That's exactly how we think, isn't it? Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, we think, I am the doer. Externally, we may try to say, well, I'm the doer, I'm humble, and I'm trying to, internally, deep in the heart, there's a huge weed has grown up. Roots are very, very deep. Brahma has the same weed in his heart, not the weed, rather the deep rooted. The roots were so deep. So he was humbled here in Vrindavan. But when he went to, even then he was, the weed was not removed properly. He may have cut from the top. But when he went to Dwaraka, when he entered, he said, well, the doorkeeper stopped him. Who are you? I'm a Brahma. Which Brahma? Is there another Brahma? So he got a little angry. He said, well, I got forehead. Tell him I'm forehead Brahma. Krishna, there's somebody has come up. Ask him who's which Brahma. Which Brahma? There's another Brahmas. And when he said, okay, tell him forehead, you know. Nobody else has got foreheads, only I have got foreheads. Tell him the person with the foreheads. His four-headed Brahma has come. Okay, let him come in. Then he inquired from him, is there any Brahma Krishna? Then Krishna just closed eyes for a few seconds and immediately so many Brahmas manifested in the Dwaraka. And then he could see them. There were so many Brahmas. And he felt himself just an ant in front of the huge crowd of elephants, herd of elephants. So you can imagine the Brahma, we are living in this world, we cannot get out of this one country to another country, let alone traveling from one planet to another planet. We are not free, we are conditioned. We are prisoned. We are prisoned. This is a big prison. This prison is not small, it's a huge, huge prison. That's when Krishna explains Maya Daksha, this Devi Hesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Drutya, Mame Vya Prabhante Maya Metam Tranti. Then we read this verse. But we just think, well, okay, she may be very divine. Okay, we cannot get out. But if you analyze it, we cannot move from one place to another place in this even planet Earth. We have to show the visa. If you're not, we are put into prison. So many restrictions on this planet. See how we are imprisoned. But even if you're not, even if tomorrow they say, okay, there is no visa, everybody can go anywhere, travel anywhere, even then we cannot get out of this planet. We are imprisoned in this planet. Now forget about this planet. Even if you go, there's a universe, innumerable universes are coming from the Karna Dakshai Vishnu. Not planets, universes. In each universe, there are clusters and millions and billions and trillions of planets. And the millions and billions of universes. And they're simply manifesting with the breath of Karna Dakshai Vishnu Mahavishnu. They appear with each breath. inhale and exhale. And you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explained very elaborately how Mahavishnu creates and how everything annihilates. So the billions and trillions of Brahmas are manifesting every day, every breath of Vishnu or every day, every kalpa is there. There's a one kalpa which 4.300 million years, four yugas, cycle of thousand of four yugas. So that's one kalpa. And then Brahma has got 100 years. So that after 100 years, that's one, just one breath of Lord Vishnu. This is what Brahma is seeing here in these past times, when he is seeing the boys, all the Narayan forms, all the expansions of Vishnu. He was astonished. He was dumb. He could not speak. When you have ecstasy, when you have ghost, you become speechless. So he was completely speechless, like a doll. He could not express himself. He was beyond imagination of Brahma. When he saw Krishna expanded as boys, the gopas and the calves. Now Krishna just manifested for whom? Not only for Brahma. He didn't need to show Brahma his power. There's no need for Krishna to show his power to Brahma. He could have said, okay, get lost. I will freeze the whole time. When you come back, then I'll go back to a rasa dance. Rasa dance did not go for one night of ever 8 hours. When Krishna was performing rasa dance, Maharas, that's why Shiva wanted to see. All the demigods, they wanted to come. My God, what this rasa dance is? Rasa dance, when Maharas was going on, the time stopped. It went for yugas. This is why Shiva wanted to come and see it. This is not... So similarly, if Krishna could have avoided Brahma, or had you stolen the cows, no problem, I stop the time. You do whatever you want to do. When they come back, I can go home. No. For the love of the gopis, because when gopis would see that Yashoda is doing the stanpan, breastfeeding to Krishna, my God, this Krishna is breastfeeding Yashoda. Wish if we could be the mother, how fortunate this Yashoda is. Wish if we could feed this boy Krishna. Even they had their own boys, their own children. And the cows, when they saw Yashoda feeding Krishna, they wanted to feed Krishna directly. It is the love of the cows, it is the love of the gopis that Krishna expanded himself. It's love of Krishna. That when we, this is the whole thing, the goal of Krishna consciousness is nothing. Nothing but the love of Krishna. We take it very lightly. There's another mistake in us. We think we are the only devotees. ISKCON devotees are the only devotees. Everybody else in the world is sahajas. Vaishnavas, they may be Ramanuja Sampradaya. They may be Nimbarka Sampradaya. They may be Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. All these, they are all devotees. We should respect them highly. Every single person who is worshipping Krishna, they should be respected. Never live in an illusion that we are the only devotees, or we are chanting Hare Krishna, or we are better. No, don't do that. A big offense. Big offense. Anybody who is worshipping Krishna, there is a Nitya Siddha, and there's a sadhana siddha. Sadhana siddha, with the sadhana, one can become perfect. Siddha. Siddha means perfection. When we attain the perfection, how do you attain the perfection? Adho shraddha, ततो साधु संग, ततो भजन क्रिया, अनर्थ निवृत्ति, देन व्हाट एल्स? हाँ, नो, रुचि, रुचि, निष्ठा, आसक्ति, ततो भाव. Goal of life is not simply we just come and we just come and we think that okay, fair enough, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Yes, it's in the beginning, it is. You see, when we come to Krishna consciousness, first challenge is, oh, I have to follow four regulative principles. I have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. That's the goal. First. Prabhupada, when he went, the system is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set up a system. Lakpati. You must chant one Lakpati, otherwise I don't accept your offer. A prasad in your house. System is coming down. All these. Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Anybody would come to live in the mutt. Brahmachari or sannyasi has to chant 64 rounds. He gave concession to householders and ladies. Householders has to go out to work on some livelihood. Ladies has to look after the children. All right, I give you Harinam. It was Harinam. It was Diksha. It was Diksha given to Brahmans, to the men. Brahman, Yajnopavit, that is called Diksha. He used to give Harinam, okay. Take Harinam. You read, where is it gone? This is CC Madhya Lila chapter 15. If you read, we'll get everything in the Harinam. Let me get it. Diksha Poshchar Vidhi Apekshanakare Jiva Sparshe Chandal Sabra Udare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Harinam. He said, take Harinam, chant Hare Krishna mantra. Because they could not chant 64 rounds. When Prabhupada went to America, he knew. It was a foreign philosophy for them. For them, he could not chant 64 rounds. He introduced, he knew. He did not make any adjustments. Like sometimes people say, oh, Prabhupada made adjustments. No, he followed his spiritual master, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur, perfectly. No adjustment. Adjustment was already made by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Prabhupada expanded on the same thing. Like women and business people could not chant, all right, chant, take Harinam, chant 16 malas, Sola mala. And Prabhupada could see on the same level these people, all right, you chant 16 rounds. 64, no. 32, no. Chant 16 rounds. But he made one thing, he called Harinam as a first initiation. Actually, it's not. It's Harinam. If you read, there's a lot of quotes. When you study Prabhupada books, his letters, conversations, you get a lot of knowledge in that. And Harinam, one can get delivered. If you take a Harinam from somebody, a bona fide representative of Krishna, you can be delivered. Here is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Diksha Pushchare Vidhi Peksha Nakare Jiva Spashe Chandal Sabra Udare. One does not have to undergo initiation or execute the activities required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. Thus, even a man in the lowest class can be delivered. Initiation or anything before initiation, forget it, Harinam. Thus, even a man in the lowest class can be delivered. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anusanga phale kare sansar kshay chitta kshare kare Krishna pramodaye. The person is not initiated here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not initiating. He was not doing yajnas when he was traveling. He was not even changing names. He just tell them, chant Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. Here he is saying, Anusanga phale kare sansarik shay, chitta akshare kare Krishna pramodai. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one dissolves his entanglement in material activities. After this, one becomes very much attracted to Krishna, and thus dormant love for Krishna is awakened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not even stopping here. He is giving more. Akshita krita chetasasu manasamu chatam chamam achaladam amuka loka sulabha vishayacha mukti sharaya. The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal people. It is annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that saves for the dumb who cannot chant it. It is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, a chandala. Now listen very carefully what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here. The holy name of Krishna is a controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. When a person simply chants the holy name with his tongue, immediate effects are produced. And he's saying, chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the Pushcharya regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for any of these activities. It is self-sufficient. It's actually a whole topic. I was not going to go into this, but maybe I'll discuss some other time. Because there's lots of other things to discuss. Today we are talking about Brahma. Why I mentioned this? Simply we can awaken that love with the chanting the shelter of the holy name of Krishna. This is our goal. Goal of our life is not... let me read there's one verse. 9:21. Labba sudurlabam idu bahu sovamante. This human form of life, manushyam artvam itim ihi. It is very meaningful, this human form of life. We should not waste our life. All the time we have to chant. When we say spontaneous chanting, Krishna consciousness can be awakened. We hear all the time, isn't it? You read all Prabhupada books, what is the conclusion? Prabhupada said that. Once he was giving class, he asked devotees, he said, why have written these books? Prabhupada, you have written the books because you are a bona fide representative of Krishna. Prabhupada, you are a Nitya Siddha. Prabhupada, you have written these books, without any change, and so many other reasons. Prabhupada said no. He refused everything. He said, I have written these books simply to convince you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Conclusion of all Srila Prabhupada books is chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, what did he come to convince? Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ekevalam, Kalo Nastev, 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 Gati Ranyata. And who can chant? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told who can chant. Who can chant? Anybody knows? Tradapi Sunichena. We hear this, but do we do it? Deep in heart, as long as bhavarog, we have got bhavarog, as long as we want recognition, ask deep in the heart, I want to be recognized, I think I got more intelligence than others, and I should be appreciated, I'm the center of the universe, walk in the temple, people have come to see Krishna, not you. Well, I think maybe people are looking at me. Maybe I'm a very important person in this temple or in this society. No, I'm the center of attraction. Brahma is just an insignificant soul. And this huge, huge universe, We are so insignificant. We are just even Agni Pope. You know, there's so many living entities on this planet, and we are one of them. And this, in one of them, somehow or other, we are imprisoned in this body. And this body is simply going to last for so quick. Just one bubble. And this one bubble is thinking that I am somebody. And after 40, 50 years of when you, even you die after a few days, nobody remembers you. Nobody remembers our great-great-grandfather's names. Even if you know the names, nobody knows the whole 7.5 billion people. Who cares who they were? Who cares? And who cares? We have come here to recognize Krishna. Krishna, that's why, that's called Bhavarog. In English we call name, fame and recognition. This is what we want to do. But better, nobody recognizes us. Let nobody recognize us. Let nobody knows who we are. Let nobody appreciates. If Krishna appreciates, this is what we have to get the attention of Krishna. That is the most important. We are simply beggars. But beggar is thinking I am somebody. Everything is given to us by nature. Everything in Krishna consciousness is not a... If Prabhupada would not have given us this Krishna consciousness, what is a... Everything... We are speaking, I'm speaking in front of you. We are sitting in dhoti kurta. We are chanting. We are listening. We are taking prasadam. It's given to us. It's given to us by Krishna. And the goal is, don't think that, okay, I have become somebody. I have recognized people. I got people are respecting me. 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 10,000 people, maybe even 7 billion people of planet Earth. Even then, it's nothing. That's not the goal. Anartha Nivritti. We have to get beyond anarthas. When we, as long as we have any attachment in the heart, don't think you can go back. We are diseased people. The disease is the verse I have written. I've forgotten the verse at some time. What is that? Yeah. Syat Krishnam Chit Adi Sitapi. It is like a mystery, but we cannot taste it. The name of Krishna. Attraction to Krishna is not there. So we have to develop the attraction to Krishna. In the beginning, 16 round is a goal. Like a child. When you start learning, you know, young boy, you start learning the car. So what does the instructor tells him? Okay, now you drive the car very carefully. Drive the car on 20 miles, okay? Slowly. Drive slowly, no problem. It's a motorway, drive slowly. So you start driving car. And then after 50 years, you're still driving 20 miles, isn't it? After 50 years, you have to drive 70 miles an hour. That's the limit, at least. You can't keep driving the car. Okay, Fena, Prabhupada told me, he instructed us that, okay, we chant 16 rounds and we drive on 16 mile an hour. No, I'm not going to. National highway limit is 64 minimum. Okay, go on national highway. Okay, no, 20, you know, it's okay. Grow up. Take the shelter of the holy name of Krishna. But even if you take shelter of the holy name of Krishna, that is not the goal. Even if you attain Naam Siddhi, even if Krishna start manifesting in our mind, even if while we chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, even if we can visualize all the pastimes of Krishna in our heart, don't think, I've become somebody. No. Even that is the beginning. Nikunja Seva. When we attain perfection in chanting and this sadhana siddha, this is called sadhana siddha, kripa siddha, everything comes from our acharya. We have to do that. And if we come to this, somehow or other get out of this anatha nivritti, ruchi, nishtha, asakti, beyond, even we got asakti, even we got bhava, even that is not, we haven't achieved. Even that, when you receive bhava, then you think you are more insignificant. Why? Because then there's a whole Guru Parampara, there's a whole Manjuris and the whole Gopis there, lot of, and even if you enter into the Leela, then there is more goal to go, because this ecstasy of Krishna is increasing day by day by day by day. Radharani, when she cooks for Krishna, she makes another dish and another dish and another dish. So that competition of Krishna, reciprocation of Krishna and Radharani is increasing more and more. Similarly, our love for Krishna, when we awaken our love, that's the beginning awakening of love. So the path is very, very long. So don't get stuck into this one thing, adoration and name. Somebody doesn't recognize you, so what? Somebody doesn't call you, so what? Somebody disrespect you, so what? Somebody say harsh words to you, so what? If somebody says, okay, sit on one side. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's what we have to get. And that is the goal, and that is the solution. And life is not down to waste. It is, we are wasting our life. So, we are grateful to Prabhupada. Brahma is insignificant. And the whole universe is insignificant. And we are the only fools who are thinking, I am somebody. Nothing is going to stay with us. This body is not going to stay with us. This wealth is not going to stay with us. This respect is not going to stay with us. Nothing is going to stay with us. These are everything, everything, even coming to Krishna consciousness. This sadhana is the beginning. Oh, I am devotee, fine, fair enough. Krishna says, engage in the service. I am doing service. But this is not the real, this is service. Yes, it is. It's a bhom, we are beginning sadhana. But beyond the service is Nikunja Seva, which we asked Sutulsi Maharani. That's the goal. That's where we need to go. So, I think, if any question I can take, if any suggestion I can take.
Thank you, Rabbi, for very clearly explaining our insignificance. But living in this world, and having responsibility of family and providing for family and social interaction, sometimes it's difficult to always remain, you know, on that intense spiritual platform of just focused on chanting the holy name, being humble, and if being roughly dealt with, being humble again. So what words of advice can you give the father in our household and life, and or taking care of family and other responsibilities and interacting with the society at large? We still have to maintain that spiritual humility and focus on our insignificance. Can you say something more about that?
Well, it will be it's a bitter pill, which I will answer. It will be a bitter pill. The medicine will be bitter. As long as we got attachment to the family, or health, or wealth, whatever we have got, is a maya. Ratayatham yat pratiyeta na pratichatmi tat vidyatatma mayam yatha baso yatha tamaha. Household life, chaturvarna, the four varnas and four ashramas. This is very well explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in CC with Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, and Ramananda Roy, when you read the chapter, I've forgotten the name of the chapter, he explained, he discussed about this varnashram system, the duties of varnashrama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Aage kahua, say something else." These are just simply goals in our life. People have follow even difficult in finding four regulative principles, which is nothing. It's just four regulative principles is not very difficult to follow, but huge for the people to follow. But we have to get free from the household life. Read Prabhupada books. Prabhupada explained, enter into household life after 50 years, leave it. Take a vanprastha sannyas. Children grown up, ladies can be looked after by the son. Man goes, and after becoming sannyasi, innashyatta karam param karam karam kroti yasa sannyasi sa yogi cha. Sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, first verse, you become a sannyasi. Oh, I am a sannyasi now. I should be respected. Another attachment. Children, we should try to get out of as quick as possible from this entanglement of children and wife, or relatives, or friends, whoever they are. Dunya ka mela aaya akela. We are one. We have to leave eventually. When we die, we're going to go alone. Even if we have to have, while doing the duty, we have to live in such a way that deep in the heart we should be detached. Actually, we are attached to the wife and children and the opulences and my car. Krishna, I'm using Yukta Vairagya. Buying a car, you love to drive the damn car. I'm sorry to use the word. You want to drive the Mercedes. You want to drive the BMW. Internally, deep in your heart, but externally, Prabhu, I'm doing Yukta Vairagya. I'm taking Maharaj in the BMW. I'm taking Maharaj. I'm going to Yatra in the BMW because it's more comfortable. You see, he won't break down. So it will be, I'm Yukta Vairagya. No, deep in heart is not Yukta Vairagya. Similarly, children and wife, we can live with them. But deep in the heart, we have to keep meditating. No, I got to be, we can do our responsibilities because we cannot abandon. I'm sorry, there's a lot of things we can go. If I speak one word, there will be 1 hour lecture on it. I'm sorry to you know. There's no divorce. Divorce is only in, I'm just trying to explain your point. Divorce is only in the Muslims and Christians. In Vedic culture, you bring in four Vedas, 18 Puranas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, 108 Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita. Any literature you bring, you show me where it is written that divorce is written in our scriptures. No, there's no divorce. A husband, when he gets married, when he does sanskara, these are the 16 sanskaras. For man, the sanskara is Yajnopavit, Brahman sanskar. That is for the punsha, for the man is written. For woman is the vivah sanskara. It's a very important sanskar. Like for man, Brahman sanskar is very important. For woman, vivah sanskar is very important. Moment she done a vivah sanskar, it is the man's responsibility to take the wife back to Godhead. There's no divorce. This is called grihastha ashrama. Are we doing that grihastha ashrama? Are we following that grihastha ashrama? You're taking one wife and divorcing another wife, then saying, I'm a grihastha, I'm doing responsibility of my wife. No, that's not responsibility of your wife. You're not following Vedic culture. Vedic culture means we have to be very dedicated. We have to take deep in our heart. When vivah sanskar is done, it is such a spiritual sanskar. The husband, the father of the wife, the groom, He fasts whole day. Is kanya dan? He does the dan. It's a very spiritual sanskar. These days there is no sanskar. They don't feel it. Or just doing yagya and having some parties. Okay, vivah is done. That's not vivah. It's sanskar. So responsibility. What you're saying, we have to do the responsibility. I'm a householder. I've got children. I've got grandchildren. And I'm not just trying to explain when I shouldn't be going in my life, but to answer your question, he may answer you. When I was young, I was always religious since childhood. And when we got completely arranged marriage, completely. I never saw her, she never saw me. So we only saw each other on the airport. So I discussed, I said, look, I have got some principles, I'm a Hindu and I follow these principles, and in our principles there is no divorce. And this is before, I was not even in the society at that time. I was looking for Hare Krishnas, but some previous birth. Can I have some water, please? So, when I got children, two boys, my mother said, she want a girl. Some other, I said, no, I don't want another child, because I want to get as quick as possible free from my household life. When I become this age, I want to be free myself for my Krishna consciousness. I want to be free. At that time even I was a young boy. And Varun born 27, that's when I came to Krishna consciousness, 1987. That's when Vraj Sundar was born. I was looking for devotees. 81 I went to America, to England, I was 21 years old, I saw devotees. Very first week, I was astonished. So, wow, and nobody was Indian in the devotees. I told my wife, I said, I want to go to Hare Krishna's, take me to there. I don't know how to drive. She took me, 81. But because I learned from my school where I learned, I studied in, actually it was R.S. Maji school, but I learned all the Vedas, the principles and everything. So we had, okay, we need to, at the time of 50, we have to be free from ourselves, from the responsibilities. So now my children, I told them, okay, now I'm not boasting, but I'm trying to explain. Like, I have got two children, two sons, they're both grown up. Okay, that's your responsibility. Now you're grown up, you look out for yourself, you look after grandchildren, and now you leave myself and my wife so we can chant Hare Krishna. You don't want to be absorbed, entangled with the love and affections. That's what I practice, that's what I teach. I'm sorry I gave you a long answer, please forgive me.
Sometimes when young devotees get over enthusiastic, they want to renounce their families and their parents are all demons, you know. And it also sets an immature image, and maybe someone may renounce family to try to take the renounced life a little prematurely. Makes a mess of everything. So one should be very careful, and surely he's under Sadhu Shastra Guru, and he's Yuktha Vairagya, you know, renouncing the proper way.
Very good. I'm glad you mentioned this point, and I actually forgot to answer this, and you reminded me. You see, when we come to Krishna consciousness, I just spoke on the Harinam, the same principle applies. When we come to Krishna consciousness, the first goal is how I chant Hare Krishna, how I follow four regulative principles. That is a one step for them. But then there are other class of devotees. So there are different classes of people. That's what exactly the Varnashram system is. Chaturvarnam Guna Karma Vivagshe. It's a Vivagshe. There are divisions. So there's a class of people who come newly coming to Krishna consciousness. For them the goal is different. But then there's another class of people who are more practicing for a while. For them the goal is how I can improve my devotional service. Then there's another division of people who come to that point where I have to, how I you know, improve from the Nartha Nivritti. So then there's another class of people is who have coming in the movement for long and not very long to live. So okay, let me make the, so this is exactly, that's how the responsibilities of renunciation is. Renunciation is not that one principle for everybody. For young devotees, renunciation is different. For young devotee, we cannot teach, okay, this is a young, I can't teach him, okay, now don't love with the, you know, I mean wife and the children. For him, renunciation is different. For another devotee, renunciation, that's the intellect. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupyanti. The Krishna says, I give you intelligence. But the whole system's stampa sangan mamvira samvita. The whole system is depending on the association. Stam prasangat mamvira samvita bhavanti tam karna rasayana kathaha. The whole system is depending on that. So when we are little advanced after understanding Krishna consciousness, where we have studied books of Prabhupada 5 times, 6 times, 10 times. We know what Prabhupada is saying, but deep in our heart, I'm trying to adjust Prabhupada books to my suitability. That is illusion. That is illusion. So we have to get out of that illusion. And it's for you and me, forget about responsibilities. He look after everybody. You can't look after your wife and children. They are looking after. Maya Dakshina Prakriti, Srute Se Characharam. They are looking after. When we thinking again, same attachment. Oh, I am looking after my children. I am looking after my grandchildren. I am looking after my wife. No, it is Krishna who is looking after. You are insignificant soul simply thinking I am doing it. That is another illusion. So when Ramanujacharya, Yamunacharya's guru, he wanted to renounce the life, he was thinking, what should I do with my family members? How can I renounce? Who will look after my children? Who will look after my grandchildren? Who will look after my wife? Who will feed them? How will the money will come? While he was thinking like this, same thing. So this will answer everything. While he was thinking, he saw a newly born chick whose mother died. Some hunter came and he hit the arrow. He shot the sparrow, and sparrow fell both. And the little chick, they were doing, they cannot fly. They're still hedging. And they're saying, chick, 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 chick. So what you do? And he was thinking, oh my God. What will happen? Immediately he saw a little caterpillar crawled and crawled and crawled, entered into the mouth of the chick. He said, oh, I was foolish who was thinking that I am looking after my children. I am doing my responsibilities. It is everything is maintained by Krishna. When we surrender to the holy name of Krishna, then he arranges. When we don't surrender to the holy name of Krishna, then I think I am arranging. So anyway, stop now. So please, my request to all of you is, everything is in Prabhupada books. Prabhupada has told. He said, I have given you everything. Whatever I need you to speak, that's the last words he said. He said, whatever I need you to say, I have said everything in my books. If you don't understand, read it again and again. So when you read again and again, then when you take the shelter of the holy name of Krishna, then we realize, oh, I'm trying to adjust Prabhupada teachings to my suitability. Then anartha, these are anartha. So all these anarthas will go away. So I take permission from you now. It's 9 o'clock, I think. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.